Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. We come to the fifth Sunday of Easter, and it's important to remember that during Lent we have 40 days, and during Easter we have 50 days. So Catholics are very serious during Lent. We kick in gear. We take that seriously. The Church wants us to revel and to understand more the resurrection of Jesus. And so on the fifth Sunday of Easter, the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles continues the story of Saul, who will become Saint Paul, the great apostle to the Gentiles. So remember, Saul was a persecutor of Christians. He was probably present at the stoning of Stephen. He might have ordered it. So the Christians knew him as an enemy. Then he encountered Jesus, went off, was trained as a disciple, and now he's back. And he tries to join the Christian community. If you were a member of that community, how would you receive him? He may well have killed one of your relatives and one of your friends, and now he says that he's one of you. I would think that he's a spy, right? Trying to infiltrate and trying to come in. So Saul is so convicted in who the person of Jesus is and how he's changed his life that he doesn't let that derail him. He continues. We hear part of the story today. Saul becomes Saint Paul. And as Saint Paul, as he goes out to evangelize, he is shipwrecked, he is stoned, he is put in jail, and he continues. So maybe ask Saint Paul to intercede for you this week to help us to continue in the face of trial. Saint Paul is a great model for that. Today's gospel is from John chapter 15. It's a beautiful chapter. I am the vine and you are the branches. Remain in me as I remain in you. Abide in me as I abide in you. It's beautiful language. So Christianity is not about trying to be morally correct. That's important. It's not about just trying to imitate Jesus. It's about letting Jesus abide in you. Let him come into your very being. At our baptism, we are claimed by Jesus. That makes all the difference in the world. Now we are grafted onto him. Now we get our life from him, our energy, our direction from him. So the goal then is to stay connected to him. If I get disconnected from him, then all access of divine life dries up in me, and then my spiritual life dries up in me, and spiritually I die. My Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. And the Greek line for that says that he could prune that part of our lives that we don't need, the part of our life that are dead, but it can also mean to prop up that part of your life. So sometimes if you have a bush and a branch is falling over after a heavy snow, for example, you might have to prop it up until it gains strength to go again. And so the image is that Jesus will do that with us. So if there's part of our life that is bowed over, he wants to prop it up and help us. The point of all of this is that we depend on him. As Americans, we like to rely on ourselves, right? Me, myself, and I can go it alone. In the scriptures, that's death. To go it alone, to be by myself, is to spiritually die. To be connected to Jesus, to let his energy be in me, gives us divine life that we cannot get on our own. So let him remain in you this week. Have a blessed week.